Just one halakha from the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Taharot, halakha Aleph. Kol dam behema v'chaya v'of. Any blood that comes from an animal or a bird, a chicken, v'chen dam shlil, or it's from the embryo, asur min haTorah. All this blood is forbidden from the Torah itself. Aval dam dagim v'hagabim mutam haTorah. But if it's the blood that comes from fish, or the blood that comes from grasshoppers, min haTorah mutar. Ve'asru chazal mishum marita ayin. But the Hakamim will osir that type of blood because the people are going to confuse it with the blood of an animal. But let's say next to the blood of the fish, if you put the scales of the fish, so everybody knows that it's the fish blood, so then it would be mutar. V'chein dam ha'adam mutar min haTorah. The blood of a person, the Torah did not forbid it. Dam ha'adam, the blood that comes from a person min haTorah is mutar. V'asaruha hazal im pirash mishum marit ayin. The Chachamim said if the blood came out, so then already the rabbis will say it again because marit ayin, because the people are not going to know that this is the blood of a person, they might think it's the blood of an animal. So therefore they will say nefichach im nashach hakikar b'shinav v'yatza adam v'netachlech hakikar sarich legarero kedesh yochal hakikar. The person, let's say, is eating something, he might send to a piece of bread and there was blood now on the piece of bread, so he cannot continue eating it because that's dam adam shepiresh. Therefore he has to cut away that area where the blood was on the bread and then he can continue eating. Aval dam she'odinu ben hashinayim. But let's say he's brushing his teeth, and as he's brushing his teeth he starts to bleed, that blood is still in his mouth, so there's no issue for him to swallow that blood. He doesn't have to be makpid to make sure he spits out all the blood because there's no money to iron. It never came out of his mouth. It's still in his mouth. Well, let's say his finger is bleeding. Exactly. If his finger's bleeding. So if he wants to go like this, he wants to, with his mouth, he wants to suck it up in order to close up the wound. It's mutar. Nobody's going to suspect it's blood from an animal. They see the blood's coming from his finger, so they know it's dam adam. Dam adam is mutam in the Torah. However, let's say a person, after it stopped bleeding, he has, let's say, some blood on his finger now from the makkah. It dried up, and he wants to slick it a little in order to take it off. That's going to be asur. So he writes, "Valim nefsak tiftuf and nefshar es v'meduchak bedam asur aniach befi meshum arit ha'ayin." Then it would be asur for him to put his tongue on the blood over there that dried up, because then already it's marit ayin. Now you don't see that it definitely came from the dam adam himself.